Begin the current daf Maseches Kesubos daf Chaf Hei. Begin three lines down from the top of the Amud. But the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, there was a machlekes if we're malin minasis kapayim leyuchsin. And that is, if let's say people see that this person's obviously a kain because he does berachas kain minasis kapayim. So then the question is, can we based on that elevate his status that he's definitely a kain even to be able to marry women that are miyuchasas? On that we had a machlekes amaram. So there was an attempt to disprove the one who wants to say that we are mala from the Nesis Kapayim Liyuchsin. And that was from an incident that happened in Sefer Nechemya, where they were told that you cannot, since you don't know specifically your yichus, because in the times of Galus Bavel, there were many Kohanim that had married women that were not appropriate for them, thus making their children halalim. So until their lineage was proven, they were not able to eat from the Kadshei HaMikdash. Now, on that, as the Gemara had explained, you cannot eat from the Karbanos, but you could eat from Kadshei HaGevul, you could eat from Truma. Now, on that, the Gemara said, so what the terminology that was used was that the Chazakah that you had up until now, which was you were eating Truma, you could continue eating Truma. You were also doing Nesis Kapayim, you could continue doing Nesis Kapayim. Now, the question was, if Nesis Kapayim, you could be Mala Leyuchasin, which means we'll establish you like a regular Kayin, so what would Nechemiah be accomplishing by trying to keep these people away from eating the karbanos, from marrying into Yuchasin? But the problem is, if you allow them to continue doing what they have been doing till now, which has been Nesis Kapayim, well, according to the one who says Nesis Kapayim can be Ma'al LeYuchasin, well then, in a short amount of time, they can end up doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, having Yuchasin, because we're Ma'ala from Nesis Kapayim LeYuchasin. Obviously you're not, because if you are, then they wouldn't be accomplishing anything in his division of trying to separate them from Yuchasin and from doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So that the Gemara answered no, because there is a disparity here. The other Kohanim are eating from the Kadosh Mikdash. They are not. They're only eating from Truma. That itself will be Re'ah Cheskayu, will know that not to elevate them to that status. But although generally we would be, here was different. And the Gemara proved it. What was the proof? Proof was, because forget about Nesis Kapayim. Let's say I'm wrong. But one thing that they were able to maintain in their Chazakah was the consumption of Truma, of Kadosh HaGvul. Now, according to the one who says Yimala from Truma LeYuchasin, what's he going to do? Obviously that if Yimala from Truma LeYuchasin, he would also be getting stuck in the same problem, because if you're letting them eat Truma, they're going to be right back to regular Kahanim, even though they haven't proven their Yichas. So obviously it's because Re'ah Cheskayu, because there's a disparity that they're only eating Truma and not Kadosh HaMikdash, so that itself will be enough to prevent, in this case, from Truma LeYuchasin. But although generally we would be, and therefore the same thing also you could say for Nesis Kapayim. Now, that Gemara says, if you want, you could say actually a different resolution for that question. In other words, not necessarily that to support the one who says Yemala from Nesis Kapayim LeYuchasin, because you see the same thing from Truma LeYuchasin, which that mandam holds you are, and yet Nechemiah wasn't concerned with that. So it's not because, as we answered on the previous daf, because Re'ah Cheskayu, but rather, for a different reason, there wasn't the concern of being Malav from Truma LeYuchasin. And the reason is because Hashta Namik has now also, when they finally came back to Eretz Yisrael, after the Galus Bavel, it was only B'Truma D'Rabbanan Ochel, it was only Rabbinic Truma that they were allowed to continue eating like they were eating a Chutz La'aretz, which was only Rabbinic Truma, which is the Truma of fruits of a tree or of certain herbs and vegetables. But B'Truma D'Raitza, but Biblical Truma, which is Dagon, Tirsh, V'Yitzar, which is grain and wine and oil, that Layachal, that actually they were not allowed to eat once they reached Eretz Yisrael. And that's why there's no question, according to the one that says that, what do you mean? You're trying to prevent them from Yuchasin, doing Avodah B'Beis HaMikdash, but you're letting them eat Truma. There's no question, because of Achim Askin and B'Truma LeYuchasin, when do we assume that if we see someone eating Truma, that we elevate him to Yuchasin? That's only B'Truma D'Raisa. If he's eating Biblical Truma, must be a full kain, and therefore we, the people, elevate him to the status of Yuchasin. But B'Truma D'Rabbanan Le Maskinan. But if he's only eating Rabbinic Truma, then we do not elevate him, and therefore that is a different way of understanding why it wouldn't be a problem for the Mandam of Mal and Truma LeYuchasin, where, yes, by just having them continue eating what they had been eating up until now, Truma would not be enter the problem of being Mal and LeYuchasin, because all they were continuing to eat was Truma D'Rabbanan, not Truma D'Raisa. Now that the Gemara asked, if that's the case, well then, Ve'ela Mai Gedoy L'Chazaka, which was the question on the top of this Amud from the previous daf, where the Gemara had answered that Rabbi Yossi said, oh, how great is the chazaka? What do you mean? These kahanim, we don't know if they're really kahanim. They don't have yichas, therefore you can't do the avodah besa mikdash, you can't marry women miyuchasas, but since all the interim in Gullah's bubble, they were muhsik as kahanim, so whatever they had up until now, they could maintain that. So the Gemara asked, what is so great about that? If you're telling me that it won't bring to any halachic problems, as we said, because of either Reach Haskayu, so then what's so great about it that they continue doing what they have been doing? Why not? So the Gemara had answered that, no, because originally they were only eating rabbinic truma. Now when they come to Eretz Yisrael, the Chazak allows them to continue eating truma, even biblical truma. Oh, that's a big chiddush, because your chazaka should only let you maybe what you have exactly was rabbinic. Now it's moving up to deraisa. Must be chazaka is a great thing. But according to the Gemara's answer right now, of the Ibai Seima, actually the whole reason why there's no concern of mala from truma liyuchsin was because they only continue eating only rabbinic truma, not biblical truma. So then you're back to the question. They didn't get elevated to a biblical truma. So what was so great about this chazaka that they continue eating rabbinic truma? So that the answer is actually that point itself. To avgav de ikala migzer mishum truma deraisa, because although there's definitely room to make a decree that if we let them continue eating rabbinic truma, now once they come to Eretz Yisrael, where there you can find biblical truma, because biblical truma is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in the diaspora where they were in Bavel, so maybe you should be concerned if we let them continue eating rabbinic truma, now they might come to eat biblical truma, it's all around them. That the chiddush is, that's Rabbi Yossi says, how great is chazaka? That lo gezerin, we don't make that gezerah. And since the chazaka, they had up until now this presumptive state that they could eat truma, rabbinic truma, they could continue eating that in spite of the fact that there would be definitely a legitimate gezerah to make of not to allow them. Now, however, the Gemara asks on the Sibah Yisema, Ubetruma deraisa la'achal, is it really true that they didn't eat biblical truma, they only continue eating rabbinic truma? But Vaksiv, the pasuk in Ezra that we quote on the previous daf says, "Ashal yaichlu mikodesh hakadoshim." Look, he said, Nehemiah said to them, "Look, you know we don't have urim tumim. There's no way of verifying that you're kadoshim. You cannot eat from the holies of the kadoshim." Now the inference is mikodesh hakadoshim delaachal. It's only from the holies of the Beis Hamikdash that they can't eat. Meaning karbanis, habetshuma deraisa achal. But biblical truma, meaning anything that's beyond them, in the kachah gvul, which includes even biblical truma, that they could eat. So how can you say that they weren't allowed to eat biblical truma? Now the Gemara answers, what the pasuk is saying is, no, it's actually two different ideas. Kodesh HaKadoshim is two different things. It's not as we had assumed up until now that it's a reference only to kachah mikdash. Loi b'midi d'ikr kodesh. They cannot consume now these doubtful kahanim. They cannot eat from something that's called kodesh, which is a reference to truma. Like it says in the pasuk of Vayikra, it says, "V'chol zar lo yoichel kodesh." Any non-kohen cannot eat kodesh. Now that pasuk is talking about truma because it says previously in the pasuk it says, "Va shemesh v'toher," that it will be sundown and then it'll have passed through the day. "V'achol yoichel min hakachim," then he can eat from kachim, which the Gemara explains in Masechet Tzivah Masaf Ayin Dalma Beis is a reference to truma. And therefore, when it's saying B'chol Zar Lo'yechol Kodesh, it's a reference to Truma. So you see that Truma is called Kodesh. So we're saying that actually, he was telling them you cannot eat Truma, Dairaisa. V'loi b'midi d'ikr Kodeshim, and neither can you eat from something that's called Kodeshim. So you can't eat from Kodesh and Kodeshim, two different things. What does Kodeshim mean? Meaning even the thigh and the breast of the Karbanat Shlamim, which are eaten even for the wives and the slaves of the Kahanim, that you can't eat. Simply, it says the pasuk in Vayikra that we call the parts that are given as priestly gifts from each carbon to the kahanim is called kadoshim. The pasuk says in Vayikra, "Uvas kohen kisil izar," that a daughter of a kohen, if she gets married to a non kohen, so he betumas hakadoshim lo yisaychel, so she cannot continue eating from the elevated parts of the karbanas. Now, the Gemara explains in Masechet Yevamos and Perek Yesh Mitaris that this is told by a bas kohen, a daughter from a family of Kahanim, that gets married to a Yisrael. Now, then she gets widowed or divorced, and she doesn't have any children from that union. So she can go back to eating from her father's truma, but she cannot go back for the chaz v'shoik from the parts of the karbanis that her father brings back home from the karbanis like of Shlamim. And it's learned from this pasuk where it says, Kisil izza, when she gets married to a non-kohen, so he bistrumas hakadoshim leisechel, meaning that she can never eat anymore from the elevated parts of the karbanis, which is b'moyer min hakadoshim leisechel. She cannot eat from these elevated parts, but again, what we see is that kodesh is a reference to truma, and kodeshim is a reference to those Kahanic gifts that are taken from the Karbanas, and therefore doesn't refute the interpretation of the Bais Ema, that actually there's no problem of Malam and Truma Yuchsin, because that's only by biblical Truma, and they were only eating rabbinic Truma. Sounding like Gemara resumes the discussion from the previous daf, which was, so we were back to the question, are we Mala from Nesis Kapayim Liyuchsin, or are we not? So Toshima, let's bring a raya from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Chazaka Likuhuno, what establishes a person as a Kayin, in other words, that we could testify that obviously he's a Kayin? So depends where you are. Nesis Kapayim Bebavel. In Bavel, if someone sees someone doing Nesis Kapayim, doing what's called Duchening Birchas Kahanim, so they could testify wherever it's relevant that he's a Kohen, and we could receive that testimony. And the reason is because in Bavel, there's a yeshiva, there's a bezin that's established over there, and therefore, they go ahead and they investigate. They're not letting anybody just get up and do Nesis Kapayim. They make sure first, so if they obviously are letting him do Nesis Kapayim, must be he's a Kohen. But regarding, let's say, if he was consuming challah or truma, that would not be a chazak. And the reason is because Bavel is in Chutz Laretz, and there the truma is not biblical, and therefore there the rabbis wouldn't be so particular if they see someone eating truma, because it's only rabbinic. They're not going to go ahead and make an investigation, whereas Nesis Kapayim is a biblical halacha. It's a mitzvah saseh that it has to be a kohen. And therefore, again, if someone's doing Nesis Kapayim in Bavel, we could be machzikim as a kohen. Now, v'achilas chala b'Surya. In Surya, which is Aram Tzeva, which is an area that David HaMelech conquered by himself, and then he attached that to Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Tana of this Braisa holds what's called kibush yochid shmei kibush. The conquering of lands of an individual, which was David HaMelech, is considered conquering, and therefore becomes part of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the chala and the truma of Surya is considered biblical. Now, the assumption of the Gemara originally is that the Tana talks about eating challah in Surya, but the same thing would apply to Truma. It just means when they eat these Kohanic gifts, whether it's Truma or challah in Surya, so that, since it's part of Eretz Yisrael, again, being a biblical halacha, so again, the Beis Din would make sure that it's definitely a valid kain. So if you see him eating challah or Truma, then you could establish him as a kain. Or v'chiluk matonis. If someone goes and gets the Kahanic gifts of what's called the Zroya and the Chayim, of the jaw and the Zroya, the arm of a regular chul, an unconsecrated animal, and someone shechts an animal, they're supposed to give those parts of the animal to the Kayin. If he takes this Bekrachin in the large cities, now although there's no Isser, there's maybe monetary law, but there's no violation of prohibitory law for a non-Kayin to be taking it, but the chiddush over here is that since these cities are large places with marketplaces and everybody comes there, and this person, if he wasn't a kohen, he wouldn't have the audacity to go and be collecting these kind of gifts, because somebody that knows him from wherever he is will recognize him and say, you're not a kohen, you're a scam, you're a phony. And therefore, if he is taking the chiluk matanis in the large cities, again, we could be machzik him as a kohen. That's what the Braisa says. Now, ketanim, yes, but one thing that we see from this Braisa is that it says that nesias kapayim, that in Bavel, if we see somebody doing the Nesis Kapayim, that we could establish him as a kain. My lav liyuchasin, can we not infer? That means for all practical purposes of kuhuna, even for yichus, to marry a woman that's miyuchasin, that has pure lineage, so we see that in Nesis Kapayim, we are mala liyuchasin. Now the Gemara says, lightly truma. No, if someone sees somebody doing the Nesis Kapayim in Bavel, or let's say eating challah necessarily in Surya, and then they say testimony regarding him in Eretz Yisrael, so we could receive that person's testimony to allow him to eat truma, but not for yuchasin. On that, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Look at all the cases in the Braisa. It's talking about Bavel, Surya, and in the Krachin. Now, v'hodumi d'achilas chalakatani. What's the next case after Nesis Kapayim and Bavel? It's the consumption of challah, which is a certain part of the dough that has to be taken off, given to the kohen, in Surya. Now, ma achilas challah, now can't we make the following comparison and say, just like the consumption of challah in Surya, which the testimony of elevating a chazaka is liyuchasin, is only for the purposes of now allowing him to marry a woman miyuchasin. And the reason is, because if it was for truma, well obviously, because challah itself is a truma, and he's already established in already eating challah, that's he's already been doing. So obviously, if we're going to elevate you to another status to make you into a kohen, what is that? That's a step higher for yichus. So afnasiyas kapayim liyuchasin. So it must be the parallel of the other case above all, which its equivalent of eating chal and surya is nesis kepayim and bavel, must be also for yuchasin. And the Gemara says, no. Achilas chal gufa l'truma. No, the consumption of chal and surya will be maxing you for kain to allow you to eat truma. Now, what does that mean? Isn't chal and truma on the same wavelength? And the answer is no. Because ksaver chala bezman azed rabbanan, the Tana of this brisa held that chala in today's time is only rabbinic, b'truma deraisa, but truma is biblical, and the chiddush is umaskin and mechala derabbanan the truma deraisa, that we could elevate this person who we only saw him eating chala, which is only rabbinic, to an elevated status of a biblical level of eating truma. And the reason is because if he was Nerkayin, so they wouldn't give him chala because of the decree, because then we might come to give him truma, which is biblical. And if we are giving him chala, must be that we could be malim the truma, that obviously he is allowed to eat truma. And as the Gemara points out, like as the Gemara will later on explain, that Rav Huna Bered Yerushua will flip it around than how he heard the rabbi say. In other words, the question that will be explored is, which one's rabbinic and which one's deraisa? The Rabbanan that the Gemara will shortly quote say the other way around. They say that truma is could be bezman azed Rabbanan, but chal is deraisa. And that Rav Huna Bered Yerushua tells him no, exactly the opposite. And that's what the Tana of this brisa holds, where although that chala is rabbinic and truma is deraisa bezman azed, but still that's what the chiddush of chal and suri is, that we could be mal you for biblical truma bezman hazeh. So the Gemara continues, attempting to prove this point of that we're mala from the Sis Kapayim le Yuchasin. Toshma, we learn a braisa. Chazaka le kahuna, again, a similar type of a braisa. What establishes a person for kahuna is Nesis Kapayim, if he does duchening, v'chile granis, and if he gets the apportionment of by the granaries to receive truma, that's if this is Be'eretz Yisrael, where Nesis Kapayim, because since there's established Batei Dinin and they investigate people to make sure they're doing the correct biblical halach of Nesis Kapayim, must be his kain. And so too, Chilek Gron is where the assumption of the Gemara now is that Truma Bezman Hazeh is Deiraisa. And since there's such a sin that you get a punishment of death, so obviously that no one would go ahead and violate such halacha, must be his kain, and we can be Malam Luyuchasin. However, Ubesuria, which is not the part of Eretz Yisrael proper, and that's because so regarding Besuria, ubachal makim shashluchi roish chedesh magin. So if it's moving out of Eretz Yisrael, Surya, and any place where the messengers that come to tell us when Rish Chedesh was, that the Bezin in Eretz Yisrael had designated to be the new month, where they reach, in other words, because they want to tell the people in the diaspora that what was the day that Bezin made it the new month, because so you could make Pesach on the right day, on the 15th of Nisan, which essentially what the Bryce is saying is that any place that's within 15 days of Eretz Yisrael, of the Bezdin, then Nesias Kapayim Raya, then if you see a person doing Nesias Kapayim, that's a proof, and the reason is because all these places that are within 15 days of the Bezdin have their own Batei Din established there, and the reason would be is because they need a Bezdin to receive the Shliach of the Bezdin HaGadol that made and established the new month, to receive it and then to tell the whole Kehillah. So any place within 15 days needs a Bezdin Kavua. So if someone's doing the Sizik Kapayim, must be the Bezdin had already cleared that to go. Avolei Chilek Gronis, however, the fact that this person is getting by the granary, the Truma would not be approved, because the Truma out of Eretz Yisrael is not biblical, and therefore it's only Rabbinic Halacha. Bezdin wouldn't go through the effort of requiring a mandated search and to make sure that the person is a kain. So the fact that he's eating it is not a raya. Now, and Rashi points out also that that regarding Surya, this Tana actually holds that Kibush Yachad Loishme Kibush. And therefore, the Chilek Gronis will not be a raya like it is in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael it's biblical. No one's going to violate that, which is the Oven and Misa. But from Surya outward, including Surya, because since it was David HaMelech himself that conquered it, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael, and this is a Machloikis. So therefore, from Surya moving outward, Chilek Gronis is not a raya because it's not biblical, but Nesis Kapayim, which is biblical, that would be a raya because you have Batei Din Kavun to make sure that the person doing Nesis Kapayim is a kohen. Now, Bavel Kisurya, the Braisa says that Bavel has the same halacha as Surya in the sense of that you have Batei Din Kavun in Bavel, which was a place of Torah learning, and they had a rabbinic courts. So therefore, again, Nesis Kapayim would be a raya there too. And Shem Gam Leilaimer, he says, Afalexandria shall Mitzrayim Birishoina, that the original state of Alexandria Mitzrayim also was like Surya in that sense. Mipnei she-Bezdin kavu in Sham, because they also had a lot of learning there and they had established courts there, and therefore if someone's doing the Nesiyas Kapayim, you could establish them as a kain. So that's what the Brice says. But the Gemara concludes. Ketanimius, one thing we see from the Brice is, it says in the Nesiyas Kapayim, that by someone doing the Nesiyas Kapayim, we can establish him and be machzikim lakuna. My love liyuchasin, what does it mean? Obviously it's a reference to even marrying a woman miyuchasas. So that the Gemara says, loy l'chala. No, when we're saying that Nesiyas Kapayim will be machzikim lakuna, it means that we'll allow you to consume chala, but not for the elevated status of yichas, which we always had an elevated status for that, to marry a woman miyuchasas. But now the Gemara asks, similar as it asked in the previous brisa, hadum yadachila granas ketani, but as we see clearly in the case of Eretz Yisrael, where it says two things that elevate a person to this status of kuhuna. One is the chila granas of truma, and the other one is nesiyas kapayim. So you should make the following equivalency: ma chila granas liyuchasin, just like the getting by the granary of truma, obviously is elevating you for yichus, because it's not going to elevate you for chala. Chala and truma is the same thing. So have nesiyas kapayim liyuchasin. So therefore, nesiyas kapayim would also elevate you for yichus. I think Mar says light. No, actually, chila granas guf l'chala. The fact that we see this person getting the portions of truma by the granary will then be machzikim for kuhuna, tell him to eat chala. And as the Gemara explains, k'saver truma bezman hazeh d'rabbanan. The Tana of this brisa holds that truma in these days, the fact that he's getting by the granary, that's only rabbinic halacha. The chala d'ayraisa, but chala is actually biblical, and the chiddush of this that would be machzikim l'kuhuna is that maskina mitruma d'rabban l'chal d'ayraisa, that will elevate him from a rabbinic halacha to a biblical halacha, but not, as you want to attempt to prove, to say the same thing for nesiyas kapayim, that would be malhim l'yuchasin. As the Gemara says, ukad ashkechin rafuna b'reid Rav Yishul Rabbanan, which is as this story that we alluded to this before, as Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yishua, found the Rabbanan. As the Gemara explains, Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yishua said, ashkechasin l'rabbanan b'bei Rav, I encountered the rabbis in the Beis HaMedrash, which is called the house of the rabbis, because that's where they spend all their time in the study hall. The Yasu v'kamer, where they were sitting, and they were saying as follows. They said, even according to the opinion that holds, that truma in today's times, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, is only rabbinic, but chala is still going to be a biblical halacha. And the reason is, and they proved it, for the first 7 years when Yeshua came with the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael for the first time, that the first 7 years they first conquered Eretz Yisrael. And then for the next 7 years they apportioned the lands of Eretz Yisrael. Where nischayivu b'chala, at already then, right when they came in, they were obligated in chala. And that's because the pasuk says, "Bevayachem el aretz." You have to take off chala when you come into the land. It's taught in the Sefri that Rabbi Shmuel said that the Torah changes the reference of how it says coming in from all the places in the Torah it says when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Because generally it says kisavayu, kivayacha. Now here it says bevayachem, when you come in, which comes to teach us that the moment you come in, then you're already going to be obligated in the halacha of chala, which we see that's not totally in the other halachas of chumas and maises, and therefore the same thing would apply even bizman hazeh. Whereas, v'lo nischayev b'chuma, they weren't yet obligated at that point in those 14 years in chumas and maises, because the term the Torah uses, degon cha, your grain, or tevuah zaracha, which means to say that it's distinct and designated for you. That's only after you conquered and then you apportioned your land, which is only after those 14 years. Moreover, as Rashi points out, the Torah hinges the halachas of Meiser in regards to the counting of the Shemitah years. As it says, Bashan HaShlishah Shnasa Meiser, Meiser depends on the years of the Shemitah cycle. Now, the halachas of Shemitah were not counted only after the 7 years of conquering and the 7 years of apportioning, as it's brought in the Brice of Seder Olam and Masechet Seirch and Afid Beis Mabeis. Now, therefore, what we see is that essentially what they were proving is that although Truma Bezman HaZeh is going to be Drabanan, but Chala is not dependent on that. We see that it was even before they had Trumas and Maisers, and therefore that would be even Deraisa. So therefore the Gemara is saying that this last Braisa we just quoted holds like these Drabanan, that Truma was Bezman HaZeh, only Drabanan, and therefore if we see someone that's getting Chilik Tronas, Chilik Truma by the Granas, so yes, to be Machzikim for Chala is a Chiddush, because Chala is Deraisa, and Truma is only Drabanan. However, the Gemara continues with that incident, because this is what we had mentioned before regarding that Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yishua was apach. He did the exact opposite, which was how to explain the Tana of the previous Brisa recorded. V'amina lo ha'noa, and Rav Yudin Rav Shira says, I told to the rabbis that no, adraba, exactly what's called pink fakert, exactly to the opposite. Afil l'man de'amad truma bezman hazeh d'raisa, even according to the one that says that truma in today's times is biblical, chala d'rabbanan. Chala will be only rabbinic, Italian, like in the braisa. The pasuk says in Mamidbar bevayachem el aretz that the halacha of chala will be when you come to the land. Now, ibevayachem, if it says bevayachem, in other words, as Rashi explains, since as we mentioned before, the Torah changes the vernacular of how it says the coming in, where it says bevayachem, and it doesn't say like kisavayu. So yochel, we would think that if only 2-3 spies of the Jewish people came in, that would already considered bevayachem. That's why the pasuk uses specifically bevayachem in the plural to tell you bevias kulchem amarti that I said that all of you, the Jewish people, have to enter in the Eretz Yisrael v'loy bias mektaschem, but not if only some of the Jewish people come in. If some of the Jewish people come in, then the halacha of chala, as we know it in the biblical sense, does not apply. Now, on that, Rav Hunan Bar Yeshua follows through with this point. V'chi askinu Ezra, when Ezra came up and brought up the Jewish people the second time for the second base of Mikdash from Galus Babel, you can tell in Talmud Beis, lav kulu saluk. Not all the Jewish people came up. And actually, majority of the Jewish people remained in Babel. As the pasuk says, that kol ke'echa, that the entire assembly, the Jewish people coming to Eretz Yisrael, were what? Arba ribo, were 40,000? And therefore, he says that even if you'd say truma bezman hazeh would be deraisa, but chala cannot be deraisa because you don't have the majority of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it would be drabanan. And therefore, we have refuted the rayas from these two braises. This last one was because, yes, that depending on both two braises, we refuted because it could be when you're going from truma to chala or chala to truma, according to either one of those interpretations, it could be it's only to the other one and not to the higher level of yuchasin. And although generally you would say truma and chala are the same thing, depending on which opinion you like, it actually could be inversely related. And that is, it could be that truma is drabanan and chala is deraisa, or it could be actually chala is drabanan and truma is deraisa. And therefore you could be elevating to the other one, and not like the Gemara had attempted to prove by its comparison to the case of Nesias Kapayim, to say that would be elevating even to yuchasin. No, actually it would be just either to chala or to truma. So the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya in this machloikis of Awi Mala from the Sis Kapayim liyuchasin. So Tashima, then another braisa. Again, a similar type of a braisa. Chazaka lekuhuna. What establishes a person for kuhuna, Nesias Kapayim, is doing the Sis Kapayim, or the Chilik Ronis, again, getting the Chuma by the granary. The Eidos, and when witnesses come and testify that he's a Kayin, where they recognize his father and his mother that he's a kosher Kayin. Now the Gemara asks, Eidos Chazakahi? What do you mean? His testimony will establish him for kahuna? What do you mean? That makes him into a kohen for everything. It won't be machzikim that we could then elevate him to a higher status. So elalav, rather, isn't this hachikama what the Bryce is saying? And from this, we'll be able to prove to the question that we're discussing, that must be what the Bryce is saying is that nesis kapayim ki edus. The reason why we're saying testimony is because we want to compare it to nesis kapayim, to tell us, ma'edus liyuchasin, just like obviously when we're testifying about a person, it's to say that he's even able to marry a woman when yuchasin, af nesis kapayim liyuchasin must be, that's why the Bryce is mentioning it, to tell us that nesis kapayim will also elevate you to yuchasin. And I think Mar says, loy, no. And therefore there's no raya in its comparison from edus to nesis kapayim. Could be, actually it's only going to, let's say, elevate it to like something like truma. But edus habom mikoy chazaka kechazaka. What do we mean over here by witnesses? It's not that witnesses are telling us that he's a kayin. It's that there's a testimony that comes from someone that saw him being machzik will have the same halacha like a chazaka. In other words, will receive their testimony and will have him eat truma as if we saw him with this chazaka that the person is testifying. As the Gemara explains, ki ahud asli kamei de rabami. There was a certain person that came in front of the rabami. So Amalei said to him, Muchsekani bezeshu kain, I know for a fact that this person is a kain. So Amalei, so Rabbi said to Mari, so what did you see? How do you know he's a kain? And again, this is an edus that's only coming from a chazaka. Now, when we see him muchsek, we could be malahem. We could be maximum for kahuna. But here we're saying that we didn't see him muchsek. We're taking an edus from someone that saw a chazaka. Okay, an edus of a chazaka will work like a chazaka. But not that it's a regular edus, because then yes, of course, that would be leyuchasin. But here it's someone that will let's say be malam only to truma, and if there's no raya, this is kapam leyuchasin only to truma. But so what edus is? It is an edus that's a derivative from a chazaka will work just like a chazaka. So he says, I know for a fact that he's a kohen. So Amalei Maris, he says, what did you see? How do you know he's a kohen? So Amalei, he says, because Shakar Rishon Beis HaKnesses, I saw he got the first aliyah in Shul. Now we know Kahanim get the first aliyah. So he asked him, Becheskes Shu Kohen? Is that for sure that it was because he was a kohen? Or Becheskes Shu Gadol? Or maybe it's because he's a great person, and that is because, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin, the Rav would get the aliyah of the kohen, even though he wasn't a kohen, because he was a great Talmud Chacham. So it says, I can prove it to you, Shakara Achar of Levi. The second aliyah, a Levi got. Now, if he wasn't a Kayan, rather, let's say he was a great Talmud Chacham, then the Levi would not get the second aliyah after him, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin over there, that if there's no Kayan, it's what's called Nispar de Chavila, the rope is undone, and the, as the Gemara explains over there, that a Levi does not recite the second aliyah, doesn't get it, if a Kayan didn't get the first aliyah. So therefore it must be that if he's getting the first aliyah and the second aliyah was a Levi, must be that he's a Kohen. Ve'aleihu Reb Ami l'kuhen al peiv. And Reb Ami designated him as a Kohen based on that testimony. Again, only, not as at least not necessarily, but it could be that it was only Malim for Truma, not for Yuchasin, although there was an Eidus, but it wasn't an Eidus that he's a Kohen that he knew his father. It was an Eidus of a Chazakah that has the same thrust as a Chazakah itself. And therefore that could be the same thing for Nesis Kepayim over there that was only for Truma. A similar type of an incident the Gemara brings, Hahuda Asli Kamed Rabbi Shuman Levi. There was someone that came in front of Rabbi Shuman Levi, and that is that the Gemara that we just concluded obviously did not bring a raya, if Nesis Kapayim, we would be Mala Leuchasin or not. But there was a similar incident where someone came in front of Rabbi Shuman Levi, and Amalehi said to him, Mechuzakani Bezeshu Levi, I know for a fact this person is a Levi. Amalehi Maris, he says, well, how do you know this? So Amalehi Shakar Shein Revesekinesi, he gets the second Ali in Shul. So on that he asked him, Becheskes Shu Levi, is that because he's a Levi? Or Becheskes Shu Gadol, or maybe because he is a great person. So on that he says, in other words, the greater you are, you get the earlier aliyahs. And that he said, no, Shekar Lefan of Kayin. The one who got the first aliyah before him was a Kayin. Now, if he wasn't a Levi, no matter if he was a great person, he would not get the second aliyah called Sheini, rather he would get Shlishi. And the reason is because, actually, the first two aliyahs would be given to Kahanim, and he would get Shlish, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin, that if there is no Levi, then Kairi Kohen Bim Kohen, and then the Kohen, not only does he get Rishon, he gets Sheini too. Now from the fact that a Kohen was first, and he's getting Sheini, must be he's a Levi. Ve'alei, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Levia, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi then went and elevated this person to Levia status, which is to give him Isa Rishon, Alpiv, based on what this person's testimony was. Again, a similar type of an incident the Gemara brings. There was a certain man that came in front of Rish Lakish. Amalei, he said to him, I know that this person is a kohen. So Amalei Maris, he says, well, how do you know this? Amalei, Shekar Rishon Beis HaKnesses, he gets the first aliyah in Shul. Amalei, but Rish Lakish still said to him, Re'isav Shechilik Al-Granis, did you see him getting truma by the granary? So Amalei, Rabbi Lazar said to Rish Lakish, what do you mean? Ve'im ain't sham garin, and if there is no granary, in other words, if no one grows grain in that place where they live, so batla kuhuna, so there's no more kuhuna, what? Because he got the aliyah, that's not good enough for you? He has to also have been witness getting truma by the granary? So the Gemara tells us that Zimnan, at a different time, Havayasvi Kamed Rabbi Yechanan. Both Rish Lakish and Rabbi Lazar were sitting in front of Rabbi Yechanan. And Asaki HaMais LeKameh, the same incident happened again, where such a person came and said that, I know that he's a Kayin. They asked him, how do you know? He says, I saw he got the first aliyah. So Amalei Rish Lakish, said to the person, Re'isav Shechilik Al-Garin? Did you see that he gets Truma by the granary? How do you know for sure he's a Kain? So Amalei Rabbi Yechanan and the Rebbe, he goes and tells them, he says, V'imein Shem Garin Bala Kohuna? What do you mean? If there's no granary, then there's no Makohuna anymore? What do you mean? He saw him getting Aliyah. So Hadar, so Rish Lakish turned, Chazir Rabbi Elazar Bishus, and he looked at Rabbi Elazar with an evil eye. And that is because he understood that Rabbi Elazar had heard the same terminology from Rabbi Yechanan. But when he said it over to Rish Lakish, he didn't say it over in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. And that's why he didn't accept it from him. That's what you hold, Rabbi Elazar, but I disagree. But if he would have told it in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, he would have accepted. So Amar, he said to Rabbi Elazar, Shamat mili divar nafcha, you heard from these words of the son of the blacksmith, which was the name given to Rabbi Yechanan, v'le amrit lam mishmein, you didn't say it over in his name? What do you mean? I'm repeated the mistake now because you didn't say over his name. You should have told it to me in the name of its author. Continuing on this theme about being mal, a person to kahuna, the Gemara brings that Rebbe v'Reb Chia, Chad, Hela ben al pi av l'kahuna, one of them elevated the status of a son based on the testimony of his father for the status of kahuna, v'chad hela ach al pi achav l'viya, and the other one of them elevated the status of one brother by the testimony of his brother for the status of Leviyah. So the Gemara says that to Stein we could prove that it was the Rebbe Hela ben Api of Lekuna, that it was Rebbe that elevated the status of a child based on the testimony of his father for Kuna. It sounds like we're in the Braisa. Harish Bava Amar, if someone comes and says, this person, he's my child, and he's a Kain. So Neman Lachil b'truma, he is believed to have his son eat truma, but the Ein Neman Lasi Isha, he's not believed to marry him off to a woman miyuchasas, because maybe actually he's a mamzer, maybe he's a nasan, maybe he's not able to marry any Jewish woman. That's the Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe, where we see clearly Rebbe saying the father is believed regarding his child to machal matruma. But Amalei Rebbe said to Rebbe, wait a second. If you believe the father to have the child eat truma, well then tamina lasi isha, then you should believe him to marry him off to a woman in the Jewish people. If you don't believe him to marry off to a woman, then like tamina lecha b'truma, then you shouldn't believe him to eat truma. If you believe him that he's a kain, obviously he can marry any Jewish woman. If you don't believe him, then you shouldn't be able to eat truma either. So Amalei, so Rebbe responded to Rebbe Chiya, says no. I believe the father to have the child eat truma because it's in his hand to feed him truma because he's a kayan and everybody gives him truma. So if that's the case, so then definitely he has it in his yad, in his ability to give his child truma, so therefore we believe him. But for I don't believe him to have him married into a Jewish woman. That's not in his control. He doesn't control shaduchim. And therefore, here, I would say that he's not believed. And therefore the Gemara concludes, Tistayim, obviously, that it was Rebbe, that we had these two incidents regarding these two Talmid Chacham, that obviously it was Rebbe that was the one that said that had given the status of Kuna for Truma for his son based on the testimony of his father. Now, but then the Gemara says, so Umid Rebbe Hela ben Api of Kuna, so if it was Rebbe, that he was the one that elevated the status of a child based on the testimony of his father for Kuna, well then must be that Reb Chiya Hela Acha Pi Achav Leviyah, that it was Reb Chiya that elevated the status of a brother by his brother's testimony for Leviyah to be considered a Levi. Now, the Gemara asks, Reb Chiya Maishna Ben Deloy, why does he hold that a father cannot elevate the status of a child for Kuhuna, as Reb Chiya is arguing in that Brice we just quoted, he argues on Rebbe? Now, the reason would be the Karvu Eitz Lav, because he's a relative, and a relative cannot say testimony regarding his own relative. So then the question is, Ach nami karvu es lachiv. Well, for Leviyah, that other story, which obviously by default he was the author of the other story, then how did one brother elevate his other brother, who's also relative, to the status of Leviyah? So on that, the Gemara continues, Tabachavav Manalev, it's Toma b'mesiach lafi tumay, where the brother was talking, what's called lafi tumay, innocently. He didn't intend to say any testimony. He was just talking, and someone overheard that a brother is believed, and we could be malhim l'leviyah. As the Gemara says, Ki hadam Rabbi Huda Meshmul, we find such an incident in halacha where ma'isa bo adam echad shahayya masich lafi tumay va'amad. There was a story with a certain person that just innocently was having a conversation with people, and he was saying, people were like being nostalgic, and he says, Zachurni kishani tinik, I remember when I was a child, and I was being carried on my father's shoulders. And he took me out of yeshiva, out of the study hall. And he took off my shirt, my tunic. And he immersed me in the mikvah. And the reason is because generally children, they play in the garbage dumps, and there the shrotzim, and dead shrotzim will transmit tumah. So his father was obviously concerned that his child is tummy. So he immersed me lechel b'truma l'erev so that I could eat truma in the evening, which needs harav shemesh, needs sundown. Now that was just a conversation he was having with people. Now Reb Chiya Masayim, but Reb Chiya actually, who we're proving to Reb Chiya, he concludes that the story that this person was saying was, and the chaveri bedilim, and actually my friends would stay away from me. For he and I say, and they would call me yechanan eichel chalas, yechanan the chala eater, meaning because chala is eaten by kahanim. And that, therefore, they called me that name, and they stayed away from me, again, because of the tumah that Kahama very careful to stay away from. And Rebbe elevated the person to a status of kuna based on what he himself had been saying, again, because he was masich lefi tumah. So though a person is karv etz latzmai, or a brother is a karv to his other brother for elevating him to status leviyah, but if it was being masich, it was just being spoken lefi tumah innocently, not for the purposes of edus, then we can consider that to be truthful, and that is the understanding of Reb Chiya, where he argues on Rebbe, because that was talking about where a person is specifically coming to say testimony, that a person's relative is not believed. where Rebbe holds he is. But regarding the case of the brothers, similar to the story that the Gemara just brought, it was being Masech Lefi Tumoy, and that's why he was Mala, the brother, based on his brother's testimony, that he was a Levi.